This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A woman who never wanted to be part of pro-abortion history has died. Like Norma McCorvey in Roe v. Wade, Sandra Cano's signature was used in legal paperwork and was turned into the person behind a pro-abortion ruling, Doe v. Bolden, which was the Supreme Court case that legalized abortion through 9 months of pregnancy. Friends know her as someone who fought for the cause of life. A leader in the crusade to stop human trafficking is saying that forced abortion in sex trafficking is easily opposed by both pro-life and pro-choice advocates. Laura Lederer says forced abortion is an especially disturbing trend in sex trafficking and cites her study that 55% of trafficked women surveyed had at least one abortion, 30% had multiple abortions. More than half of these abortions were forced. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. Pro-life advocates are calling for Justice Ginsburg to recuse herself from a case that is likely headed to the Supreme Court. Prejudging a case before it was heard, this one is the Texas Abortion Safety Law, is usually grounds for such recusal, but Casey Maddox of the Alliance Defending Freedom points to a systemic problem in arguments presented by abortion advocates, especially those in judicial office. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.